Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Chicago, Illinois, for another full day live coverage of Microsoft Ignite. I'm Joey Snow.
And I'm Rick Claus.
And this is kind of a breakfast kind of
thing. A breakfast show, is that what it is?
Absolutely. Think of it as kind of the 15-minute welcome. Grab your cup of coffee, that way, you know, you can sit down with us.
Yep.
Get the highlights of the previous day. We'll talk about things, talk about what is happening here in Chicago at Microsoft Ignite and give you guys at home a flavor of what is happening. It's fantastic. The city is a buzz, though it's rainy today.
I think it kind of reminds me back of home, of Seattle. We brought the rain with us just for today. A little bit of rain. You know, you have to have that to make sure everything still turns green, everything else like that. But it's definitely not raining inside. The energy is here. People are milling around. They're picking up their coffee. They're getting ready for the action-packed set of sessions that are going to be kicking off here, man.
And so, of course, for those of you who are watching along at home, we're going to welcome you every morning at this time, 8:45. We're going to do a little bit of highlight coverage. I've got a video from Alex Bradley coming up a little bit later on in the show. We're going to recap the keynotes from yesterday, along with some of the foundational sessions. And some of a bit of the flavor of what's been happening here at Chicago since the event started. Interesting factoid. I have an interesting fact. And right. I don't know if I can do this every single morning before we start. But yesterday, the hands-on labs area opened just after the keynote, just shortly after the keynote, right around lunchtime. The stat of the day, there was a lab launched yesterday once every six-ish seconds.
Currently, as we speak right now, we're sitting at 5.8 terabytes of RAM being used on the system. 2,193,000 machines are up and running. The current top 10 labs, you know what the biggest one is right now? The most popular launch lab to date so far is securing Office 365 content with data loss prevention, mobile device management, and encryption. Number one.
Do you know how many times that was launched?
No, but I know I'm in the top 10. I will have to talk to the hands-on lab people to see if we can get some more updated stats. But that's breaking news, just happened right now.
Oh, excellent.
So you think I'm just a pretty face. Like, I know some stats.
I would never accuse you of just being a pretty face. So we started off the day, big day yesterday, with keynotes with Satya Nadella. Joe Belfiore joined him, as well as Gurdeep Singh Pal and Julia White. Terry Meyerson also made an appearance.
Yes, I was surprised. I did not see that in the keynote list of things that were coming on. So
yeah, absolutely.
Was he a late addition?
No, I don't know.
It's you know, he has the amount of power and swing to be able to say, I would like to be on stage. And he fits in.
And then just like we had yesterday, full day of covering live sessions. There is a single room allocated out. We call it the hot room here at Microsoft Ignite. That room is going to be bringing you live stream sessions, one session per time slot, and then in between those, you'll come right here to us at Channel 9 Live for some depth technical interviews. Who do we have on the agenda for today?
Well, actually, first up off the bat, just after the first hot room session, we're going to be looking at, actually, it's me on the deck first, with Corey Sanders, talking about what's new in compute platform on the Azure side of things.
Well, I guess we should probably tell everybody the hot room, the very first hot room session, enterprise-grade data protection and compliance with Office 365 today and beyond.
Correct.
So going right along the theme of that number one launch, hands-on lab.
You got it.
And then, of course, you mentioned a session with Corey.
Right.
And then yesterday we talked that there were foundational sessions that occurred immediately following the keynote in those first two time slots.
Mm-hmm.
There is actually another foundational session that occurs today. So we're going to carry that live for you right here at ignite.microsoft.com and, of course, here on Channel 9. This is the Meet Exchange Server 2016. And my inner mail guy, those of you who have watched the shows know that I've spent a lot of time around email. I started with MS Mail 3.2.
Oh, yes.
Migrated that to Exchange 4
yep.
and beyond. So I might have to sneak away and go to a little foundational session.
That one's looking pretty good, man. Our lunchtime series here after that particular session in the hot room, we've got three back-to-back-to-back-to-back. We're getting Brad Anderson.
Oh.
He's going to be making an appearance at the stage from 12 to 12:30.
Endpoint Zone Live.
Endpoint Zone Live. Simon May and Brad Anderson are going to be here talking about a bunch of different things. And then we're going to talk a little bit about containers with Taylor Brown, I do believe, for some container technologies on Windows and on Azure and beyond. And then finally doing some more stuff with Simon with regards to protected information with Azure RMS.
If you're into the OneDrive thing and you're into OneDrive for Business, you're going to want to stay tuned. 1:30 this afternoon, the hot room is a files future with OneDrive for Business. That's that, that, That's a really cool title, actually. After seeing that title, I might have to go to that.
So a little tip for you guys, if you're interested in ever submitting sessions to be able to present at different conferences, you have to have a really sexy, cool title to grab the attention, and then an even more funny write-up. Yes. As well. So I've seen a number of different play on words and a number of different titles come up through the years. Back here in the Channel 9 Live stage, we're going to be having our good friend Scott Klein is going to be doing some database stuff.
Yes, you want to get your database on SQL Unplugged. We're doing a special live version of SQL Unplugged. I understand Scott's guest, so secret, can't even tell us.
Is that why this... It's redacted.
Yes, it's redacted.
In the meeting request.
There's a big black light across the lights.
Yep.
Redacted. So you're going to want to join Scott, SQL Unplugged Live. And then, of course, more Windows 10 news with the Hot Room session. A new era of threat resistance for the Windows 10 platform. Probably expanding on some of the things that Simon talked about yesterday in his interview immediately following the keynote.
Right. And then there's a lot of talk about DevOps going on in different sessions and different technologies that are involved with DevOps environment. And we got David Tesar is going to be interviewing Donovan Brown about all things DevOps here on the stage.
Yes.
And then we flip it back over to the last of the hot rooms of the day. Is with Simon May talking about top features of Windows 10. What is this? It's like Simon May Day or something, or what?
Apparently it is. Apparently it is. But he's got the big one. It's the top features of Windows 10. I know how hard Simon has been working on this one. It's going to be a fantastic.
He and I were looking at the deck last night, and he was trying to make some other improvements. I gave him some ideas and pointers on what to do. But stay tuned. That one there is going to be really, really good. Lots of good demos in that one there. That's like the quick little rundown of what's going to be going on the live stream here on the Channel 9 live stream at Microsoft Ignite. During the regular sessions when we have people up here, you are able to go ahead and ask questions. You can do so by using the hashtag MSIgniteCH9 so we can be able to filter and find those questions. Or if you wanted to, you can also interact with us at the Channel 9 stage going into... in person here in Chicago. Come on down, we don't bite. We have little Channel 9 guys that you can go off and get at the back in case you're interested. But then also at channel9.msdn.com, there's actually a forum there where you can go off and ask questions as well. So lots of ways to interact with us.
There has been one big question that has come up I've had asked to me all the time. I know there are a lot of folks that are even here in Chicago that may be dealing with an IT situation back at the office. They have been streaming us live from their hotel rooms, which is fantastic. But the question is, are the sessions recorded and where can I find them? And the answer to that is yes, absolutely. In fact, live today on the website, the ignite.microsoft.com website, you'll be able to catch a keynote recap along with all the pre and post show stuff, which was hosted by Alex Bradley. I joined him as well, where we got a chance to talk with the speakers as they came off the stage. And then, of course, all the sessions are going to be posted somewhere in that 24 to 48-hour time frame and live right here on ignite.microsoft.com. If you are an attendee, you'll want to make sure that you leverage the Yammer feed for each one of those sessions, because as an attendee using the MyIgnite website, you'll be able to interact and ask questions with your speakers for about the next 30-ish days. And then earlier we were talking about the hands-on labs. And then launching every 6 seconds, you'll actually be able to continue to run those hands-on labs for about 30 days if you are an attendee of Microsoft Ignite.
I was just looking through the tweet stream right now to see what's going on. People are apparently snapping pictures and doing photobomb selfies behind us there as well. So just that's what's going out.
You know what? It's the great thing about doing it live at a conference is that people get behind us and photobomb.
Absolutely, yes. There was a gentleman, I can't find the tweet right now. There's a gentleman that actually was mentioning that. He was watching from Australia. He says, as you guys are just getting kicked off and started, I'm actually starting to get ready to go to bed after watching you guys, because he was up late watching with that 13-hour time difference between the two of us.
So. I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be a little bit off kilter because they want to keep an eye on what is actually happening and keep an eye on that live stream. In fact, you know what? Let's do this. Throughout the day, let's go find where people are watching from. I know we can get some of that data.
Sure.
And see who's up with us the latest. Right.
I think challenge has been issued.
I mean, I'm not saying everybody should stay awake.
Yeah, we're not condoning sleep deprivation.
Even though that may be how we're living at this time, but you know, it's a conference, we can sleep after it. So yesterday, a lot of things happening, a lot of buzz and excitement. Alex Bradley has been kind enough to provide us with a video. He'll be doing that each and every morning for us. He takes a look at the excitement of day one from right here at Microsoft Ignite, The highlights include stuff from the keynotes, the foundation sessions, as well as a buzz from the attendees. Let's take a look at this snapshot of what happened yesterday at Microsoft Ignite.
Feeling great. I'm excited and ready to get started.
I think the Microsoft Ignite conference promises to be very exciting and bring a whole new lot of technology around cloud and all the whole Skype for Business.
I love to be here. It's such a privilege to be invited to come to such a big conference. It's great.
Hello and welcome to the first Microsoft Ignite in Chicago. I'm Alex Bradley, here to talk about the first day of Ignite. We had a really exciting day. We kicked off in the morning with Satya Nadella and other Microsoft executives, Joe Belfiore, Gurdeep Singh Pal, and Brad Anderson, talking about the state of technology, the evolution of IT, and what's going to be happening both in the cloud, hybrid, all of those sort of fantastic bits and pieces.
Perhaps the most profound change is how we think about Windows. Windows 10, for me, is not just another release of Windows. It is a new generation of Windows. And it's about Windows delivered as a service.
My mission is to convince you and to give you the tools to go back to your companies with the belief that your end users are going to love and desire Windows 10.
Work is what you do, it's not where you go. People will work from wherever they are, with whatever devices they have, and they'll work on their own time. That is the first thing.
After lunch, we dived into a little bit more detail with the foundational sessions.
I would say, of all the things that I showed, kind of my most favorite feature, if I had to just pick one, is the fact that you can do real-time co-op in the Word desktop application.
And after that, came back into the keynote room, where the Executive Vice President of Technology and Research for Microsoft, Harry Shum, delivered a really thought-provoking keynote about where technology is headed, not just now in the next 18 months or 2 years, but where we're going in the next decade and beyond.
As I think about the future, I look at what we already have today. If you think about all the big data, machine learning, artificial intelligence, powerful algorithms, mobile, clouds, all those things, I strongly believe that the future breakthroughs are going to be not only more exciting, but also more invisible.
After that, we wrapped it up with a fantastic welcome reception in the expo. So a really exciting day that set the scene for a fantastic conference all week long here in Chicago. You can check out all of the sessions on demand at ignite.microsoft.com. Please sign up for the updates. We hope you carry on watching throughout the week. I'm Alex Bradley. We'll see you tomorrow.
We move IT from delivering information technology in our organizations to driving the innovation and transformation in our organizations. That is the theme of this conference. That's the theme of Ignite.
And there you have it, a quick little highlight of the things that happened here at Microsoft Ignite yesterday. Thanks, Alex, for that. Remember, you can join us each and every morning, 8:45 a.m. for that highlight reel recap. We'll give you just a little bit of flavor. Now, there were a couple of things in there that we really haven't had a chance to talk about. And the first one, real quick, the evening showcase keynote with Harry Shum was amazing.
Yes.
The tornado data thing that they
did, that was
my
awesome.
Mind was blown.
The real-time data and the big PPI, being able to manipulate that was just amazing to see. Lots of activity going on the tweet streams about that. And even over here, there's gasps over here.
Yes.
They were watching just behind us here. That was really, really awesome.
And then one other event occurred last night, which was Ignite Rocks at the House of Blues right here in Chicago. Fantastic event.
Cannot confirm or deny that there might have been a sighting of a certain hat with some cowbell.
More cowbell. You'll always need more cowbell. Hey, remember, folks, keep it tuned right here at Microsoft Ignite. We are going to be going right now to the hot room. We're going to talk a little bit about some Office 365 this morning. And then right back here at the Channel 9 Live stage, you don't want to miss it. This guy right here is going to be chatting with Corey Sanders, who's one of the lead engineers of Azure Infrastructure as a Service. And, of course, just keep it locked. Bring us your questions at hashtag MSIgniteCH9. We're going to answer those questions all day long. Anything to close with?
I'm just going to say stay tuned. Ignite.microsoft.com, channel9.msdn.com. It's all good.
Thanks for joining us live right here in Chicago. It's Microsoft Ignite.